fellow of Gloucester. At St. Albans Field, this lady's husband, Sir John Grey, was slain. His lands then seized on by the conqueror. A suit is now to repossess those lands, which we in justice cannot well deny, because in quarrel of the House of York, the worthy gentleman did lose his life.
Your Highness shall do well to grant her suit. It were dishonour to deny, sir.
It were no less. Yet I'll make a pause.
Yea, is it so? I see the lady hath a thing to grant before the king will grant her humble suit.
He knows the game, how true he keeps to the wind.
Widow, we will consider of your suit, and come some other time to know our mind.
Right gracious lord, I cannot brook delay. May it please your highness to resolve me now, and what your pleasure is shall satisfy me.
Ay, widow, then I'll warrant you all your lands, and if what pleases him shall pleasure you. Quite close or a good faith, you'll catch a clap.
I fear her not, unless she chance to fall.
Marry, God's forbot, for you'll take vantage.
How many children hast thou, widow, tell me?
I think it means to make a child on my...
Nay, then whip me, you'll rather give her two.
Three, my most gracious lord.
He shall have four if you be ruled by him.
For pity they should lose their father's land.
Be pitiful, dread lord, and grant it then.
Lord, give us leave. I'll try this widow's wit.
Aye, good leave have you. You will have leave till youth take leave and leave you to the crutch.
Now, tell me, madam, do you love your children?
Aye, full as dearly as I love myself.
And would you not do much to do them good?
To do them good, I would sustain some harm.
Then, get your husband's lands to do them good.
Therefore I came unto your majesty.
I'll tell you how these lands are to be got.
So shall you bind me to your highness' service.
What service wilt thou do me, if I give them?
What you command, that rests in you to do.
But you will take exceptions to my boon.
No, gracious lord, except I cannot do it.
Aye, but thou canst do what I mean to ask.
Why, then I will do what your grace commands.
Flies are hard, and much rain wears the marble.
As red as fire, nay, then her wax must melt.
Why stops, my lord? Shall I not hear my task?
An easy task is but to love a king.
That's soon performed, because I am a subject.
Why then thy husband's lands, I freely give thee.
I take my leave with many thousand thanks.
But stay thee. 'Tis the fruits of love, I mean.
The fruits of love, I mean. By loving
thee. Aye, but I fear me in another sense. What love thinkst thou I sue so much to get?
My love to death. My humble thanks. My prayers. That love which virtue begs and virtue grants.
No, by my troth. I did not mean such love.
Why, then you mean not as I thought you did.
But now you partly may perceive my mind.
My mind will never grant what I perceive your highness aims at, if I aim aright.
To tell thee plain, I aim to lie with thee.
To tell you plain, I had rather lie in prison.
Why then thou shalt not have thy husband's lands.
Why then mine honesty shall be my gar. For by that loss I will not purchase them.
Therein thou wrongst thy children mightily.
Herein your highness wrongs both them and me. But, mighty lord, this merry inclination accords not with the sadness of my suit. Please you dismiss me, either with aye or no.
Aye, if thou wilt say aye to my request. No, if thou dost say no to my demand.
Then no, my lord. My suit is at an end.
The widow likes him not, she knits her brows.
He is the bluntest whirring Christmas.
Her looks doth argue her replete with modesty. Her words doth show her wit incomparable. All her perfections challenge sovereignty. One way or other, she is for a king. And she shall be my love, or else my queen. Say that King Edward take thee for his queen.
It is better said than done, my gracious lord. I am a subject fit to jest withal, but far unfit to be a sovereign.
Sweet widow, by my state, I swear to thee, I speak no more than what my soul intends, and that is to enjoy thee for my love.
And that is more than I will yield unto. I know I am too mean to be your queen, and yet too good to be your concubine.
You cattle, widow. I did mean my queen.
To grieve your grace, my son should call you father.
No more than when my daughters call thee mother. Thou art a widow, and thou hast some children. And thy godmother, I being but a bachelor, have other some. Why, it is a happy thing to be the father unto many sons. Answer no more, for thou shalt be my queen.
The ghostly father now has done his shrift.
When he was made a shrivel, 'twas the shift.
Brothers, you muse what chat we do have had.
The widow likes it not, for she looks vexed.
You think it strange if I should marry her?
To whom, my lord?
My Clarence, to myself.
That would be a 10 days' wonder at the least.
That's a day longer than a wonder lasts.
Why so much as the wonder in extremes?
Well, just on, brothers. I can tell you both. Her suit is granted for her husband's lands.
I grant the door.
Henry, your foe, is taken and brought your prisoner to your palace gate.
See that he be conveyed into the tower. And go we, brothers, to the man that took him to question of his apprehension. Sweet widow, going you along.
Lord, use her honorably.
Aye, Edward will use women honorably. Would he were wasted, marrow, bones and all. From his loins no hopeful branch may spring to cross me from the golden tide I look for. And yet, between my soul's desire and me, the lustful Edward's title buried, is Clarence, Henry, and his son young Edward, and all the unlooked-for issue of their bodies to take their rooms ere I can plant myself. A cold premeditation for my purpose. Well, then I do but dream on sovereignty, like one that stands upon a promontory and spies a far-off shore where he would tread, wishing his foot were equal with his eye, and chides the sea that sunders him from them, saying he'll laid it dry to have his way. So do I wish the crown, being so far off. So I chide the means that keeps me from it. So I say I'll cut the causes off, flattering me with impossibilities. Now he's too quick, my heart awakens too much, unless my hand and strength could equal it. Well, say there is no kingdom then for Richard. What other pleasure can the world afford? I'll make my heaven in a lady's lap, and deck my body in gay ornaments, and witch sweet ladies with my words and looks.
A miserable thought.
And more unlikely than to accomplish 20 golden crowns. Why, love forswore me in my mother's womb, for I should not deal in her soft laws. She did corrupt frail nature with some bribe, shrink mine arm up like a withered shrub. Like an envious mountain on my back with its deformity to mock my body, to shape my legs of an unequal size, to disproportion me in every part like to a chaos or unlicked farewell that carries no impression like the dam. And am I then a man to be beloved, or a monstrous fault to harbor such a thought? Then since this earth affords no joy to me, but to command, to check, to o'erbear such as are a better person than myself, I'll make my heaven to dream upon the crown, and whilst I live to account this world but hell, until my misshaped trunk that bears this head be round impaled with a glorious crown. Let me know not how to get the crown, for many lives stand between me and home, and I, like one lost in a thorny wood that rents the thorns and is rent with the thorns, seeking the way and straying from the way, not knowing how to find the open air, but toiling desperately to find it out, torment myself to catch the English crown. And from that torment I will free myself, or hew my way out with a bloody axe. Why? I can smile, and murder whilst I smile, and cry content to that which grieves my heart, and wet my cheeks with artificial tears, and frame my face to all occasions. I'll drown more sailors than the mermaid shall. I'll slay more gazers than the basilisk. I'll play the orator as well as Nestor, deceive more slyly than Ulysses could, and like a Sinon cake another Troy. I can add colours to the chameleon, change shapes with Proteus for advantages, and set the murderous Machiavel to school. Can I do this and cannot get a crown?
Tut, we're further off.
Click it now.